Okay, thank you for the questions. I was actually going to come back to the question of administration of juvenile justice that was asked yesterday. We cut our reply short because the follow-up had to be asked. The questions that were raised yesterday in terms of what is the minimum age of responsibility, is it 9 or 12, and the 2015 Penal Code, is it not enforced? As such, is the current age of responsibility 9 years of age? The articles on criminal responsibility are contained in Chapter 1 of the Transitional Penal Code of Eritrea, specifically Article 48 to 56. Article 48 provides the general principle of criminal responsibility as follows. The offender who is responsible for this act is alone liable to punishment under the provisions of criminal law. A person is not responsible for his acts under the law when owing to age, illness, abnormal delay in his development or deterioration of his mental faculties. He was incapable at the time of his act of understanding the nature or consequences of his act or of regulating his conduct according to such understanding. Pursuant to Proclamation 4 of 1991, which was amended, the Penal Code, all the articles in this chapter were left unchanged except for Articles 52 and 51. As a result of this amendment, the age of criminal responsibility for minors has been raised to 12 years. On the second set of questions, what is the age scope for application of special procedures for young age offenders under the Transitional Penal Code? And can you clarify if these procedures apply to children under 15 years of age or all children under the age of 18 years? The age scope for application of special procedures under the TPCE for young offenders has been established as between 12 and 15 years. Article 53.1, that's under Article 53.1. Article 53 also provides that young persons shall not be subject to the ordinary penalties applicable to adults, nor shall they be kept in custody with adult offenders. According to Article 161 of the TPCE, the following measures shall be taken by the court when offences are committed by young offenders. Admission to a curative institution, Article 162. Supervised education, Article 163. Reprimand, Article 164. Supervision at home and school, Article 165. Continuing, admission to a corrective institution, Article 166. A young offender may be sentenced to fine or simple imprisonment where measures under Article 162 to 166 have been applied and have failed. Finally, Article 181 of the TPCE provides thus 15 years of age is the end of criminal minority and 18 years as a legal majority. On the third question, does the government have plans to establish specialized child court facilities and procedures? The procedures applicable to young offenders are provided by Chapter 3 of the Transitional Criminal Procedure Code of Eritrea, as amended by Proclamation 5/1991. Criminal cases concerning young offenders are tried in accordance with these articles 171 to 180. Those articles provide, among others, safeguards that the proceedings of a young offender shall be held in closed chambers. Similarly, a young offender can't be tried in absentia pursuant to Article 160 of the TCPCE. For the time being, this serves the purpose. If a need arises that specialized child court facilities and procedures need to be established, the government will consider it in the future. Overall, in administration of juvenile justice, Eritrea criminal law prioritizes the rehabilitation of young offenders to facilitate their integration as productive members of society. The Transitional Penal Code and Criminal Procedure Code outline specific procedures for handling juvenile cases, emphasizing informal approaches. Juvenile offenders are not subject to standard penalties or detained with adults. Alternative measures include, as I stated earlier, supervised education, school or home arrest, and admission to curative institutions. Custody is used only as a last resort, with educational vocational programs provide support their development during imprisonment. Article 174 of the Transitional Criminal Procedure Code mandates the appointment of an advocate for juvenile if a parent, guardian or representative is unavailable. The government of the state of Eritrea covers the legal fees for these advocates. There was a question raised on trafficking, whether there's a data on child victims of trafficking and its availability. There is no disaggregated data on cases of children who are victims of trafficking. However, it's noteworthy to mention that human trafficking in Eritrea is non-existent, although there is a strong anti-trafficking legal framework. Trafficking is criminalized in Article 605 to 607 of the Transitional Penal Code of Eritrea. Thank you.
Thank you for the follow-up questions on malaria, water, drinking water and sanitation, and the HIV-AIDS response. Let me start from malaria.